help us to commence this morning with hymn 745. When Jesus would his grace proclaim, he calls the simple, blind and lame to come and be his guest. Such simple folk the world despise, yet simple folk have sharpest eyes and learn to walk the best. 745.
Thank you.
May the Lord help us to read from two portions. Firstly, from Judges chapter 7, and then from Deuteronomy chapter 31. Judges chapter 7, verses 1 to 15. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them, by the hill of Morah in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go every man unto his place. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man, unto his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phurah thy servant down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Phurah his servant unto the host of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent, and smote it that it fell, and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else, save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. Now Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 1 to 8. Deuteronomy 31. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Joshua called unto, and Moses called unto Joshua, and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. May the Lord bless his word and help his servant in prayer.
May the Lord teach us how to pray. Dear Lord, Almighty God, Lord, we would now come and bow before thee. Our prayer is that thy will might be done in earth as it is in heaven. Not unto us, but unto thy name, that glory, that praise, that thanksgiving. For Lord, truly, we are not worthy of the least of all the mercies that thou hast shown. Lord, we come humbled in the very dust. All the way the Lord thy God has led thee. And Lord, thou hast heard prayer. Thou hast heard the cry of the beggar poor. But, O Lord, there's been that found at mercy's door. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Great is thy faithfulness. O, accept our praise. Accept our thanksgiving. Lord, as we come before thee, we have to say, why me, why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as me? Lord, do favour us to come just as we are and confess our sins. Lord, sins against light and knowledge. Sins against a precious Lord, a precious Saviour. Sins that nailed thee to that cross. Lord, oh, do favour us then to consider him, even as we would confess, Lord, our vileness. We would confess, We are of the earth and earthy. We would confess so often we return to our own sad place. One cried out. Oh, a poor man cried, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But, O Lord, thou hast delivered. Lord, the wonders of redeeming grace, the wonders of love divine, all love excelling, the wonders that thou dost pluck a brand from the burning, the wonders that thou dost begin and carry on thy unspeakably blessed work, Lord, in the heart, in the soul of a vile, base creature of this earth, one born in sin, shapen in iniquity. One, Lord, that wallows in the mire. One that oft returns as a dog to the vomit. Lord, we come then. And Lord, we would come under, Lord, a sense of that sacred awe. Lord, that it is Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, we would worship thee. Lord, we would worship thee on this thy day. We would worship thee, Lord, in spirit and in truth. We would worship thee. O Lord, in our right mind, all praise, all honour, all glory, to redound to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, for what thou hast done for sinners. Lord, we would bear before thee this dear church, this dear people. Lord, thou hast maintained their law. Thou hast heard their cries. And Lord, oh, do be with them still. Be with them in a blessed fullness. Be with them in a blessed abundance. Lord, with Christ in the vessel then, we say once more, we plead once more, we smile at the storm. Oh, may they oft know, as they come together, as they come up to thy house, Lord, what it is when thou dost declare a peace be still. Oh, do cast out the buyers and the sellers this day. Command it from heaven. Come apart and rest a while. Favour everyone to cast their burden upon the Lord and know thy sustaining. Do be for everyone a very present help in their time of need. And Lord, may they be favoured oft, always, to bear one another's burdens and so fulfil the law of Christ. Lord, do bless, abundantly bless, the dear younger ones, dear little ones, those fast growing up, those with life's pathway before. O Lord, do thou teach them, even whilst young in years, to look unto Jesus. Do thou teach them to pray. Lord, do thou favour them to look again toward thy holy temple. Lord, raise up a praying generation. Raise up a praying people. And Lord, thou knowest the day and age, but thou art the same. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Lord, do keep them. Deliver them from all evil, daily, hourly, moment by moment. Lord, lead them not into temptation. May they prove it shall not come nigh thee. And Lord, may they be favoured to flee to that rock which is Christ. May thy holy word be precious to them. And oh, may they all be taught of the Lord. Lord, oh, may they know times of praise and thanksgiving. In mercy, do bless, abundantly bless in dear families. Lord, younger ones and older ones, life's pathway and all that it brings. Oh, we plead once more that they may know, my God shall supply all your need, all your need, according to those riches in glory. By Christ Jesus. Oh, may they oft be lost in wonder, love and praise for what thou hast done all the way. And Lord, what thou canst do and what thou wilt yet do in all the pathway. Hear prayer, Lord. There are those that know affliction. There are those that know sorrow. There are those that know loneliness. Those that know mourning. Those that know those things that come. Lord, we do beg and plead that thou would be very near, very gracious. This same Jesus. Oh, be increasingly precious in the pathway. And may they know I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, leaning upon their beloved. Remember those in old age, and all that that means. Increasing things. Lord, oh, do we would pray. Lord, may it be the prayer of young and old, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit, dear Lord, must perform. It is all of grace. Lord, and those particular needs, thou knowest, Lord, and those that look unto thee, Lord, those particular things this day, oh, may they not go from thy house without a strengthening in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Lord, do bless and be their abundant help, very present help then. We plead it again in the time of need. Be with dear friends absent from us, and in all that to be attended to. Lord, may Lord thy presence be there. it be thy holy will. But Lord, what a mercy when there is the in the beginning God. We think, Lord, of those, Lord, much affliction and weakness, one perhaps another in the hospital. Lord, thou canst visit. Lord, didst thou not visit this wretch on thy day? Didst thou not visit on a hospital bed? Lord, oh, we're humbled in the dust, the remembrance of it. None like it. Lord, thou canst draw near and go with them. Lord, and thou knowest any that come in. Lord, they come in. But Lord, their thoughts are far from thy precious word, far from a precious Saviour, far from any need in their soul, no hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Oh, do hear prayer that thou blessedly begin. Lord, begin. And Lord, oh, when thou dost speak, never to be forgotten time, never to be forgotten place. Lord, oh, may there be the cutting down, the pulling down of the strongholds of Satan. And Lord, oh, there may be that building on that one foundation, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. For didst thou not say, and Lord, go out into the highways and hedges, whether it be in thy house, whether it be about these parts, oh, Lord, in our little land, the nations of the earth, oh, to prove thy word true, to stand by and see the angel of God work wondrously in this, that on this rock I will build my church. Oh, go on, thou mighty God, thy wonders too perform. Lord, do strengthen, do bless, do keep, do uphold our dear friend at the desk, dear deacons, Lord, in all those responsibilities, in all that laid upon them. May this dear church and people, oh, truly, hold up their arms, their hands in prayer, and ever then bear one another's burdens. Lord, we pray for thy dear servant. And Lord, those as they gather at home, Lord, we beg that thou would, in thy rich mercy, remember them, bless them, grant thy word, open it up, may it be for the good of souls. Lord, may thy will be done there in earth as it is in heaven also, we pray. In mercy, remember thy dear people where'er they gather then, and Lord, dear ones unable to do so. Lord, remember us as we word gather around thy table, if it be thy holy will, the evening hour. Oh, favour us to remember thee. And Lord, do be increasingly precious to our souls. Lord, remember and do help those that teach and those that hear in the Sunday school. Bless them. Bless them abundantly. And work to thy honour, glory and praise. Lord, help us now as we return to thy holy word of truth. Didst thou not say, certainly I will be with thee? Who made man's mouth? And Lord, can cause the dumb to speak, the blind to see, the lame to walk. Lord, thou didst heal, we read that sacred word, them all. O Lord, leave none out when thou for thy saint doth call. Lord, grant thy word then, open it up, and make it, blessed Spirit of truth, have free course and be glorified. To thy honour, glory, and eternal praise. Hear prayer for those in authority over us. We do think of our royal house. We think of our sovereign. Thou hast spared these 60 years on the throne. Lord, work in her. Work through her. And those near and dear to her. And thou canst raise up, Lord, a generation. A faithful generation. To call thee the Redeemer blessed. Thou hast done so in this land. Thou hast worked in the throne downwards. And Lord, we pray that it may be so. Lord, hear prayer then. Hear prayer for those in our parliament and those in authority in so many ways. Those at home, those abroad, many in great danger. Oh, raise up men, women of prayer. Hear prayer from these shores. And oh, leave us not, Lord, to all that we are, to all that is in man. Oh, may there be even on this thy day those that turn as dear Hezekiah to the Lord. Towards the wall and pray unto the Lord. Lord, and oh, do be their help to do so in those great burdens and responsibilities. And Lord, may they know, Lord, help from above. Pour it in, Lord, that we might know it. Lord, we beg for help in the singing of the hymn. Help us there and in prayer, in praise, in worship. And Lord, do keep us also. We beg it in the name of Jesus, for his sake. Amen.
Hymn 918. Blessed are the poor in spirit, who their native vileness see. They are all taught sin's demerit, gladly own salvation free, and from Sinai to the wounds of Jesus flee. 918.
humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to both the portions that we read and these words, firstly from the book of Judges, chapter 7, the first three words in verse 3. Judges, chapter 7, the first three words in verse 3. Now, therefore, go. Now, from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 8. Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 8. And the Lord, it is that doth go with thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. The words very much upon my mind are these, the first three words, and the Lord. And then from the middle of the verse, be with thee. One of the exhortations I have to say I received it as a command from the Lord's late dear servant Mr. Wood concerning the ministry of the word was friend when there are those words upon your mind, perhaps two words, preach it. Preach them both. I have to say these words, and the Lord. He will be with thee. Now therefore go. Were with me in the earlier part of this week. I didn't speak them at home, another word came. I hadn't forgotten them, but I didn't think I would be speaking them here this morning. Coming up to you yesterday, and again, very much yesterday evening, there were no other words in the Word of God, so impressed upon my spirit, so with me. I have to venture with them, and the Lord knows why. The Lord knows why, but oh, may His holy heavenly will be done on earth as it is in heaven this day. Now, therefore, go. Words of command. Words of the dear Lord to Gideon. In a day and in a generation where his dear people were brought so low. Those Midianites, those Amalekites also, they came in like a flood. They came in grasshoppers for multitude. And they came in deliberately to destroy, to deprive. Deliberately so that the Lord's dear ancient people might literally starve to death. And there was Gideon, hiding. And hiding that of the field, that the Lord had given, threshing. And the angel of the Lord met with him. I begin there. Now therefore go. If I come with these words, by the blessed Spirit of God, there's an in the beginning God. There's a looking back. And oh, soul, there's a working. But there's also a hiding. Until that angel of the Lord came. Until that angel of the Lord began. Until there was that set before. Until I put it in New Testament language. There's a taking up of the cross and following the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. I break it up deliberately. Dear soul, the Lord knows, a taking up of the cross, a following of the Lamb, whithersoever he goeth. Now, therefore, go. Now, Gideon, was very fearful. The Midianites were very strong. They'd held a dominance. They'd held sway. They'd held dominion. They came in to do this regularly. But now the Lord was blessedly beginning. Now the Lord was blessedly working. And there was that had to be done. And how we read together. The dear Lord, oh, he gave a final strengthening. Yes, Gideon, you can read the word. Read the precious word of God, and may you be strengthened in it. I don't want to be diverted from the word, but this comes. And I've had to speak it once or twice. You know, the gift of reading is very precious. Use it well. You dear younger ones, as you learn to read, it's a very precious gift. And you know, this dear word of God, as I spoke to those at home, as we presented them with those Bibles, you know, this word, it was so precious in the days when, first translated, men died for it. They didn't die that it might be kept, wrapped up well, kept in some display. No, they died. And those that caused them to be put to death, what did they so fear? That it would be read. And oh, dear souls, while you have the gift of reading, read the word. And may it be so increasingly precious to you. Dear Gideon, he had that. Where the Lord gave him. In answer to prayer, dear soul. In answer to prayer. Both the fleece wet and the fleece dry. We read of that word, here a little, there a little. Line upon line, precept upon precept, place upon place, word upon word, exceeding great and precious promises. Now therefore go. But oh, there was to be that final, that sealing. As he goes down to the host of Midian, still hidden. Still fearful. But oh, as those of that watch recount that one to another, the Lord was there. And then we ended the reading with those precious words, Gideon worshipped. Gideon worshipped. Soul, have you been favored to worship? You know, stranger to this language. You know, stranger to this going to and fro. No stranger to that the Lord has spoken, that the Lord is working in. I say the Lord is working in. Fearful soul. Oh, soul that feels not worthy of the least of all his mercies. Soul that feels so far off. Soul that feels such a sinner. The least Gideon speaks of in his father's household. The least among the brethren, one brought low. But oh, dear soul, there's a word that oh, has been so blessed to me on Zion's walls since all this has come. And oh, I've declared it at home. To me, it should be written across the very heavens. And oh, to me it is so, by his blessed Spirit. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sin. Cleanseth soul. And oh, it cleansed from dear Gideon's fears. Oh, he stood there in that worship. He stood there in all that great mountain before. And who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt be made a plain. On that rock, which is Christ. Now therefore go. Now therefore go. Trembling sinner. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sin. There's none like that, dear soul. There's none like his precious word. There's none like his sacred presence. There's none like his blessed voice. Hark, the voice of love and mercy. And so there's that flows. Grace flows. Grace reaches. Oh, to, you know, the vilest sinner out of hell. Yes. Now therefore go. Gideon was a sinner. Oh, his dear people are sinners. But oh, he rent the heavens and came down to seek and save that which is lost. Oh, that he might pluck the brand from the burning. That, oh, they might be lifted up. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. Lifted up the beggar from the dunghill. Lifted up to be lost in wonder, love and praise. Why? Looking unto Jesus. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now therefore go. In a sense, I don't want to linger on self, but I can't pass by this fact. In a sense, this word is a word to me also. Now therefore go. Dear friends, when all this came for 5 days, I remember basically nothing. But looking back over that period, there are but glimpses of memory. Sometimes gone for a whole day. But I have great difficulty in describing this, but I must do so. To his honour, glory and praise, there was a presence there. And oh, in the midst of all of that, surely you were fearful. Surely you were afraid. It was the valley of the shadow of death, dear friends. The Lord has spoken it. And so has man. It was very near. But thou art with me. And you know, in that sacred presence, nothing disturbed that peace. The peace of God passeth all understanding. You all know what a busy scene a hospital ward is. Well, I was in a number and transferred between a number, but nothing disturbed that peace. Oh, when he commands, peace be still. And you know, from the very bottom of my heart, my soul, I pray. Oh, as the Lord has given this word, and he has. Dear soul, now therefore go. May the Lord grant his peace in going. And nothing will disturb that. Oh, all that you are. Oh, and that old man of sin. You know, when that sacred presence withdrew. The enemy came in as a flood. He did indeed. But oh, dear soul, now therefore go. Oh, may the Lord so come And may he command that peace be still. He did in the midst of the waves. He did, oh dear soul, in the darkness. And oh, they wondered at that. And may you be lost in wonder, love and praise. And be strengthened. And there's a true strengthening in Christ Jesus. Now therefore go. Now therefore go. Under that sacred presence. Under that sacred peace. Oh, but there must be an arising. There must be the taking up of the cross. There was a pathway still to be walked out. It was not the end. It was not the beginning of the end. But it was, perhaps, in the words of a great Englishman in the last century, the end of the beginning. Now therefore go. There was a pathway before. And dear soul, it's a pathway of following your Lord, whithersoever he goeth. And oh soul, you can't tell me. Gideon knew what he must do. And has the Lord spoken? Has the Lord shown you something of that cross? And dear soul, in this, consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Consider him. And all that he endured. There was a cost. The purchase. Of your never dying soul. Your purchase in him. Had an awful cost. Oh, in such bitter, bitter anger, such malice, such hatred. This is your hour, the power of darkness. And this leads on to the second part. Now therefore go. But oh, dear soul, he knew the hidings of his Father's face. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? But oh, dear soul, now therefore go. But there is an exceeding great and precious promise for you, dear soul. And the Lord be with thee. Yes, he will be with thee. He it is that doth go before thee. He will not fail thee. Neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Truly with Christ in the vessel, I smile at the storm. But your dear Lord, your dear Saviour, came to the shout of victory. It is finished. Salvation's work is done. He rent the veil of the temple from the top to the bottom. And you and living way. New Testament in my blood and the Lord. Oh, dear soul, may you be favored. Consider him. Oh, sweet the moments deep in blessing, which before the cross I spent, lost in wonder, peace possessing from the dying sinner's friend. Now therefore go, and the Lord. Oh, he didn't just command Gideon and withdraw from him. No. The word of God has such deep, exceeding precious promises in Christ Jesus. And here's one for you, son. Here's one for you. There's that to go with. And the Lord. You won't go alone. No. You will not go alone. And the Lord. There's no presence like that. Oh, soul. There's no help like that. Soul. There's no blessing like that. And the Lord. And oh, he blessedly, gloriously shines through to his honor, glory. And he will have all the praise from the dust. From the dust. Oh, you'll praise him. For there is, he it is that doth go before thee. The Lord prepares the way. You read right through the word, he prepares the way. The crooked things, and there are crooked things, he makes straight the rough places. And there are rough places in this waste howling wilderness, this body of sin and death. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but I have overcome. I have overcome the world, the rough places. He makes plain. And he leads in a plain path. And oh dear soul, he takes by the hand. And you know, there'll be that as the hand of the little child. And oh, goes out in trust. Goes out to the one they know. And oh, soul, your hand will go out to the one that you know. This same Jesus and the Lord. Have I been so long time with you, yet hast thou not known me? Oh, soul and the Lord. He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. Will be with thee. So there'll be a leaning upon your beloved. None can lean too hard. But oh, as dear John bent on his breast at supper, there's a time of love. There's a time of peace. There's a time of blessed closeness. And oh, the old enemy. cannot separate from the love of Christ, from the deep, deep love of Jesus. You can't be separated there, so. Oh, there is that is sacredly known. There is that is sacredly enjoyed. There is a blessed sweetness. And the Lord, He will be with thee. So, the Lord knows. But oh, there is His track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way till Him I view. Will be with thee. So, that's in all the pathway. That's in all those things. That's in whatever may come. Creatures of fear we drag along. Oh, there may be that before. There may be that on the right hand and on the left. The enemy may come in as a flood. Maybe that stirs up those floods in recent days. Some in our land have known. Oh, the filth that is stirred up and comes in and takes all. But Lord, Thy word is so precious to me. Blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sin. Filth reaches to the darkest corner. It reaches to the lowest place. And it leaves its mark there. It leaves its stench there. It leaves the stain there. But oh, dear soul, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sin. There is a sacred place, not one sin to be found, cleansed. Oh, may it be so precious to you in that pathway before. In that to be declared, that to be made known. Now therefore go, and the Lord, yes, be with thee. And you know, dear soul, in that going before, you'll stand amazed. You'll stand as dear Gideon did then and worship. Oh, because this great God, because this dear Lord, this dear Savior has gone before such a sinner. He knoweth the way that I take, you see, so. He knoweth. And so, it is but for you to follow. But for you to look unto Jesus. Oh, don't take your eyes, dear soul, off of Jesus Christ and Him crucified by faith. Oh, that you might still be as dear Gideon, faint, yet pursuing, dear soul, be with thee. But I must briefly touch this. You know, there was one singled out, dear Gideon, for that word. There was one singled out by Moses. We should say by the Lord, Joshua. And in Gideon's case also. But oh, there were others whom the Lord would so work in, would so rise up in, would so choose. And so there's a precious one in Christ here. In those 300 men we read of, in that the Lord would go before dear Joshua in, and that the Lord would lead in, and the Lord will be with thee. Not that to be hidden, but that, yes, to be blessedly declared, to his honour, glory and praise. And dear soul, there's a one in Christ here. There's a gathering. And you know, sacred times we read of in the Word, where his dear people worshipped as one. His dear bride is one. The Word we read of in John, and again in the Revelation, that which is Christ is one. And the purposes of heaven and the purposes of grace, the purposes of love and mercy, they are one in Christ Jesus. Yes, his dear people, one in those precious purposes, because their King, their Lord, their Saviour has purchased them. He's bought them with a price, and they're mine. And oh, dear soul, there's a place where they only know and only do his will. And the Lord be with thee. Well, the Lord knows the reason this word is so laid upon me. It's not to be hidden, dear soul. There is that I humbly trust. I knew it last week. I knew it in the train coming up yesterday. I knew it yesterday evening. I knew it again this morning. The Lord knows his way, his will, his purposes. But oh, you're not hidden, soul. The Lord knows. May bless this word to you indeed. And may he bless it abundantly. And in that future pathway, may there be that here preciously, oft. It may be indeed all your days to plead before him, Lord, thou sayest. And oh, there'll be that to his honour and glory, for he loves to hear the sinner's cry. Well, may the Lord abundantly bless it to you, individually, and as a church and people. Now therefore go, and the Lord be with thee. I can't think of a more precious word to leave you with in the future pathway. I've known something of it. May you know a sweet, precious something of it in an abundance. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £485, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Warren will administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. Mr. Fred Ince is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. Let us now close with the second part of hymn 803. 803, part 2. And did the darling Son of God for sinners deign to bleed, the purchase of that precious blood must needs be rich indeed. 803, part 2.
Thank you.
forgive, or spoken amiss in thy great and holy name, but bless abundantly, seal to precious never dying souls thine own word of truth, and may thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Help in the Sunday school. Take us now as we go in peace and safety. Lord, grant thy help if enabled to gather the evening hour, thy word, and oh, to be favoured to remember thee, and at thy table. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.